This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 2 Thessalonians, Prayer and the Joy of God's Answers. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Recently I heard of a woman who went to her pastor and asked if he would teach her how to pray. His answer shocked her and amazed me, but it is not typical of most pastors I know. He told her to forget the whole idea of prayer because there is no one listening. It may be a pleasant psychological release, he said, but there is no one up there who is listening or who will answer your prayers. Now, I don't believe that, and I don't think you do either. The overwhelming testimony of Scripture is that God does hear our prayer, and He answers our prayers. Did the Apostle Paul ever receive an answer to prayer? I'm sure you're thinking, of course he did. But do you have any proof? Can you think of any verse where Paul says this or that happened in answer to the times I spent hours on my knees pouring out my heart to God? Throughout the New Testament, we read Paul's admonition to pray, and we even have several of his prayers recorded as examples of his petitions and praise to God. But what about answers? Well, think back to the third chapter of 1 Thessalonians. In verse 10, Paul says that night and day he has been praying earnestly that God would allow him to see them again and help them in their life of faith. He goes on to tell them in verse 12 that he has been praying that God would give them a greater, ever-increasing, overflowing love for each other. So here we have a record of Paul's specific request for two needs in their lives, a growing faith and an increasing love. Now look at today's passage, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. This is a verse that should be read with a sense of excitement. He says, "We always thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing." How about that? When Paul wrote his first letter to the Thessalonians, he was praying for their faith and love to grow. Now he begins his second letter to them by thanking God for these two graces that are abounding in their lives. Friend, if you are praying for God's work in the life of someone, take heart. God does answer prayer. Keep at it and let your prayer life grow. As you pray earnestly, fervently, even night and day as Paul prayed, you will know the joy of answered prayer. There is someone listening. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us for a stimulating walk through the Bible. And with our Daily Walk magazine, you can. To receive your free subscription to Daily Walk, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. And please mention the call letters of this station. Write today and be ready for the new year. Tomorrow, staying on target for Christ today. Join us on Daily Discipleship.